Zakta Mishnah Vayit, Masech Tesukah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We know the Pasuk says, V'lekachtem lechem b'yemirishim priyetz hadar, that's the Esrik, Kapis Tamarim is the Lulav, V'anaf Eitzavis is the Adas, Mi'ari Nachal is the Arava. And the Pasuk goes on to say, V'samachtem lechnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim. So we know the Torah wants us to take four minim, and in our Perik we're going to see the halachas of these four minim. Now it's important to remember that the mitzvah of lulav, meaning the mitzvah of dalet minim min haTorah, is only on the first day. As the pasuk says, v'lekachta b'lechem b'yom harishai, in the Beis HaMikdash, we have the mitzvah of taking the dalet minim all 7 days of Yom Tov. Like the pasuk says, v'samachtem lefnei Hashem aleikechem shivas yamim. When is lefnei Hashem aleikechem in the Beis HaMikdash? The mitzvah of dalet minim is for all 7 days. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's only B'yayim Rishayim. Why then do we take the Dalet Minim the other days? Well, U'mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim were misaking as a Zecher to the Mikdash that the Lulav should be taken in all places all 7 days. Okay, Zak the Mishnah. Lulav HaGazel, a stolen Lulav, V'hayavish, or a dry Lulav, Pasal is Pasal. Zak the Batanura, even if the Bailim, who originally owned this lulav, gave up hope of ever getting it back. So maybe technically, al pi halacha, it now belongs to the person who has it. He was kind to it with yish, but it's still not good for the mitzvah of lulav, because it would be a mitzvah haba b'aveira. We can't have a mitzvah that comes through an aveira. Really, on the first day, besides for mitzvah haba b'aveira, it would also be possible for a different reason. The pasuk says, v'lekachtem lachem. It has to be something that belongs to you. V'lekachtem lachem b'yom rishon, priyetz hadar kapis tamarim. Lachem ishalachem. For that matter, on day number one, even if you borrowed a lulav, it wouldn't be good, because it's not yours. It's not a mitzvah above aveira. There's no aveira, but it's still not lachem. Now, is there a way of using someone else's lulav and esrig on day number one? Yes, he gives it to you through something which is called a matan al manas lahachzer. He's technically not lending it to you. He's giving it to you as a gift on a condition you're going to return the gift. But either way, a stolen lulav is not good, as well as a dried lulav. A dried lulav means a lulav that most of its leaves have dried, or most of the shedra, that's like the backbone, so to speak, of the lulav, dried up. Now you hold a lulav and there's like a hard part and the leaves come out of it. You're supposed to hold it like the part that's facing you is like the back of a book. Imagine you're holding a book open for people to see. So you have like the back part of the book and it spreads on each side, the papers. So that is similar to kind of a spine, where there's the main part that goes up and down and there's the vertebrae that come out of it. The main part of the lulav is called the shedron. If most of it dries up, it's pasul. And the reason that if most of the leaves or if most of the shedron dries, it's pasul, is because it's not hadar. The Torah says all of the four minim have to be harder, they have to be nice. Vayitra says the Mishnah shel ashera. That's a lulav from an ashera tree. An ashera tree is a tree that was served as an avodah zarah. It's aser bana, and you have to burn it. Ashereim tisrafun v'esh. Why is it possible for the mitzvah of lulav? Because a lulav requires a shear. And being that you're mechuyev to burn it, it's as if there is no shear. Because the rule is, anything that stands to be burnt, it's as if it's burnt already. Vayitra says the Mishnah, v'shel ir hanidachas. And ir hanidachas is a city in Eretz Yisrael where most of the people were convinced to serve avodah zarah. The din is, the people are chayiv misa. The city, and all the spoils of the city, have to be burnt. A lulav that grows from a tree in an ir hanidachas is pasul for the same reason. A lulav of an asher is pasul. So far in our Mishnah, we had four psulim. Stolen, dried, if it comes from an asher or even ear, hanidachas, pasul. Vayitra says the Mishnah, niktam roishle, if the tap is like broken. The middle leaf is called a tiyamis because they're like two leaves together. It rises higher above the other leaves. It's pasul because it's not hadar if it's cracked off. Nifritzu olav. This is where most of the leaves of the lulav have been ripped out from the shedra. The only reason they're still connected is because it's tied around, it's pasul, because it's not hadar. But if it's not totally ripped out from its source, It's just that nifridu olam. It just begins to separate. Its leaves spread apart. Again, they're fully attached to the shedra, but they're spread apart on top, like the branches of a tree. Now, the emes is, it's very common for palm branches to spread out. As it begins to grow, this is what happens. But that's the whole point. A lulav has to be used before it gets to that point, when it's still straight like a rod. But lemaisa, it's still connected. So the din is kosher, it's kosher. I will learn from the pasuk, it has to be connected to the main part. That means it's capable of being tied together. It didn't reach the stage where it totally hardened. It's still soft enough, it's flexible enough that you could bend it back and tie it. So nifridu olav, if it just separated but it's still connected, kosher, it is kosher. Even if it didn't actually tie it, as long as it's soft enough to be able to pull back. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not enough to say that it could be bent back, but yagdenu mumayla, you have to mamish tie it. Tie it from a tap. You have to bend back the leaves, connect it to the shedra, and tie it around. If the Torah says kaplis tamarim, we dash in the kafas. It has to mamish be tied, not just roy to be tied. Vaitra says the Mishnah, tsine har habarzel. These are palms that grow on a mountain which is considered hard like iron. The Gemara says it's in a place called Gai ben Hinnom near Yerushalayim. It doesn't grow well over there. The leaves on this lulav are very short, not like the long leaves of our lulav. And sometimes the leaves on this lulav are so short that they barely make it up to the next leaf. So we have long leaves that intermingle with each other. Here they're very short. Because if the soil isn't good for a lulav, that's what happens. You have very short leaves. L'maaseh, the Mishnah says ksheiros, they're kosher. But they're only kosher if the top of one leaf reaches at least the base of the next one. But if the leaves are so short that it doesn't even reach the ikar of the one on top, then it's not kosher. Because that means part of the shedra is left open, and that wouldn't be hadar. Now we're going to talk about the shear of the lulav. How long does the lulav have to be? Zok the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh bo shloisha tvachim, a lulav that has three tvachim, it's three tvachim long. Kedei l'naneya bo, enough to wave it. Kosher, it is kosher. First of all, let's explain. When the Tana says the shear of the lulav, the Tana is referring to the shear of the shedra, not the long leaves that can go higher than the shedra. Now the Gemara says that the right way to read the words here are lulav sheyesh bo shloisha tvachim v'kedei l'naneya bo, and another tefach to be able to shake it. In other words, besides the fact that the shedra of the lulav has to be at least three tvachim long, which would correspond to the shear of the length of the arovis and the hadasim that are tied to it, you need another tefach, a fourth tefach, you should be able to shake the lulav with. You can't really shake the part that's connected to the hadas and the arava. So the bottom line is, the total length of the shedra of the lulav has to be four tvachim. Okay, so the Tana gave us a case of six pasla lulavim in this Mishnah. You remember what they are? A stolen lulav, because of mitzvah baba veira, on the first day, also because it's not lechem. Two, a dried lulav. The leaves are most of the shedra, dried up. It's not hadar. Three, asherah. Asherah is an avodah zarah tree. Four, it comes from a city which is an Iran Idachas. There too, because there's a chiyuv to burn it, both by the asherah and the Iran Idachas, we say because there's a chiyuv to burn it, so therefore it's as if it doesn't have the shear. If the tap is cut off, that's niktam roishai, it's not hadar. And nifritzu olav, if it's totally not connected, if the leaves are not connected to the shedra at all, they're just tied together from the outside, these are all pasul mitam hadar. If it only started to separate, but you can still flip it back, it's kosher, even if you don't, as long as it's soft enough to be able to pull back, because the Torah says kapas, it has to be able to be tied. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to mamish be tied. And we learned in the Mishnah that tzinei harabarzel are kosher, provided, even though the leaves are very short, that at least the top of the bottom leaf reaches the base of the next leaf. We can't have part of the shedra open. And then we had the shear of a lulav. We said that the lulav basically has to be 3 plus 1. 3 as it comes along together with the adasim and the aravis, and 1 extra for the shedra of the lulav. It's actually a machlokes in the Gemara, if it's the shedra or the leaves. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you will see that the shedra itself has to be at least a tefach higher than the other two, which means that the minimum length of the lulav is 4 tefachim.